One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I weirdly feel like I've gotten a lot closer with our crew, realizing during quarantine, like, oh shit, I've been neglecting this.
My worst experience on that show is still the peanut butter cups filled with Cambodian fish paste.
Yes.
Oh.
And of course everyone was like, oh, you're just gonna take one? Take three.
Take three.
And oh my God.
I remember like one time, you know, writing about like somebody down the hall in my dorm having the most annoying laugh, and he read it. And that was like the first time that I realized like, oh, this is...
You got canceled.
I got canceled.
In that hallway, yeah. You got canceled. I have one more assumption of Garrett. We know Garrett worked on Wall Street. My assumption of Garrett is that he also occupied Wall Street.
How's it going? Hi. It's Courtney. It is me. I am Courtney. Hi, it's me.
I don't think that's Courtney either.
It's me. You guys both look like you're from Portland. Do I?
Yeah, actually, yeah. No, with the cardigan, the oversized cardigan.
Is this good ASMR? Yeah. Sweater sleeve.
This is definitely an Oregon.
Didn't yes. you buy that?
Yeah, I got this at the flea market, Melrose flea market.
Oh.
This is like it's like my favorite shirt.
Doesn't it have a tag on it?
It just like says made by Susan. It's not even a company. It's just handmade from the 1960s.
I want that shirt. Yeah.
You hipster.
Okay, give me that shirt.
Give me that shirt.
I used to be declared, like people used to call me a hipster in high school before I even couldn't consider myself because I always found music that nobody listened to, and like my style wasn't hipster, but it was like kind of weird. People, and I had like a weird old car. So they were like, you're a hipster. And I was like, what? No, I'm not.
I think everyone's a hipster about something.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Everyone has something that they love so much that they know about stuff that nobody knows.
Well, I think being a hipster is just being passionate about something.
Totally. Like,
That's the same with a nerd.
Yeah. I love hipsters who make coffee or food.
Yeah,
or
like, coffee nerd. Okay. Coffee.
Hipster
yeah.
is literally a coffee kind of... music nerd.
Yeah,
like, that's
just
all
a different
that is.
Kind of nerd. About a different type of aesthetic or different things. That's cool. I never really thought about it that way. But yeah. Oh, anyway, I'm just going to intro this podcast now. That was really insightful, guys.
Thank you. That was Hipster Cast.
Yeah.
Hipster Cast.
Why hipsters are great.
So welcome to another episode of the Smosh Cast. Tis I, the host of this episode, Corny. I'm here today with Shane Topp and none other than the mastermind behind the foods of Eatery. It's himself. Garrett, why am I blanking
Palm.
On your last Palm. Name?
Garrett, it's okay. Palm.
Garrett Milkbean Palm.
I'm not Milkbean.
You're
that's
Milk
not
Bean.
No, that's not
Milk
a
Bean.
Name for me.
I wasn't. That's I was not there. Name.
Just a little office inside joke for you.
Yeah. So just because you guys are as filled in on this as I am, I went on vacation. I think this was 2019. Mm-hmm. I went on vacation. Yes. I returned, and all I heard suddenly people were talking about Milk Bean. And I was like, what is it? There was we had an entire Slack channel dedicated to it. It was referenced constantly. No. People were fed up by it. People either hated Milk Bean or they loved Milk Bean.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Thing. I still don't know what it is.
Was someone hopped onto your computer?
Did Monica?
Monica.
She changed your name and profile picture to Milk Bean, right? Or something?
Yes. Like every one of Monica and my bits, it was very divisive. A lot of people hated it. Some people loved it.
Everyone was like, haha, wait, your name's, who's Milkbean? You're Milkbean? And then everybody started chanting their name to Milkbean.
Somebody even made a pottery Milkbean.
They made it a little emote in the Slack for Milkbean.
We don't mess around with our inside jokes at the office. I will say, I feel like most inside jokes or most like pranks like that are led by Monica.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Because, I mean, essentially, it's like, what is Milkbean? It's nothing.
It is truly nothing.
Exactly. And really all it is just like calling somebody a nothing name and that person.
We should put Milkbean in the show and eat it or eat it.
No.
You
should make a Milkbean. That actually, Milkbeans would be
that's disgusting. Hey, that's an ugly cereal.
You should do that.
But speaking of the show, you guys, I mean, Shane kind of birthed the idea of Eat It or Eat It. And then Garrett kind of took on the responsibility of taking care of and curating and cooking a lot of the dishes.
You're the head lead producer on it.
It used to be
Finnerky.
Monica. Finnerty and Monica and I used to kind of collaborate and make the dishes. Now it's Sarah and I. I choose most of the dishes that go in. I create a lot of them, not all of them, and I cook the majority of them.
And, you know, obviously we have the Garrett cam on Eat It or Eat It, where you can see Garrett's reaction. But I think it's important to remember, like, you have to test taste a lot of the foods before they're out there. So you've already been punished before the show starts.
True.
Yeah. I don't eat them all right now.
Right.
Sarah will
Well, there's probably a lot. There's probably
somebody tries
all of them, which makes sense.
Yeah, and it's not. Sometimes Lisa joins in. Sometimes Lisa eats.
Wow, that's crazy.
It seems like a fun experience.
You want to join?
No,
I would never want to.
I have a really weird thing with food. Like I hate tasting bad foods. I will try something that's super spicy, like we have in the past, but like I just have a weird thing with like, it will kill my appetite for several hours.
I think everybody has things that they're just like, that's the thing that like, it's impossible for me to be in a good mood and be entertaining while I do that thing. And I think that's okay. You know, one I realized was for me, a couple years ago, we did a thing on Smosh Games where Damien and I wore like dog shock collars.
Oh my God, yeah.
And I remember going in being like, this will be fine. And they had it on the lowest settings and I got shocked and I was just like, I can't do this. I was like, this is not for me. I can't find this funny. Like there's a lot of things that I will do that I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. I'll eat gross foods. Like I can get through that. Mm-hmm. That was one of those things where I was like, wow, electricity, can't do it. Cannot do it. It's just not fun. And that's all right. Everybody has like a thing. Literally everybody has a thing that they're like, I'm not willing to do that.
They have a line, like a somewhere.
Yeah, and it's different for everybody. And that works out so we can kind of mix and match. Like like with Eat It or Eat It, like you host it. Like that's worked out very well.
Yeah, because I originally opted out. I actually, my plan wasn't even to host it because when you guys were first coming up with the idea, it was really cool. You guys would like sit in the office for hours and just try and like, you knew you had the bare bones of a good idea that was originally you that was called Face Jam. I feel like we've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. But then you guys spent so much time just like, okay, this will work, but we just need to figure out exactly how it will go. And in the beginning, like when you guys talked about like, it'll be where you have to jam the entire food in your face as quickly as you could.
Yeah.
And like my instinct was like, oh, that's going to get, like if I do that, like there's so many creeps and weirdos on the internet that are going to like capitalize on that.
For sure.
So I was just like, no, I don't want to do it. Like, I'm just not going to do food stuff. And then next thing I knew when they were planning the shoots, like, okay, so yeah, she's hosting. And I was like, what? Oh, okay. And it has been really fun. This is my first time. I'm like hosting something by myself because before that it was Whoa Nature Show or Sleepover. Yeah. And it's like, it's kind of, it's not so much like hosting where like I'm the main person talking, because it's definitely like, it's very much focused on you guys trying the dishes. But
I will say on Eat It or Yeet It, I would prefer to be in the position I'm in than yours, because you have to kind of hold the yeet bucket sometimes.
That's my suffering.
That's awful. Like that I can't handle.
Oh my God.
Because especially if Keith is on.
Yeah.
Keith.
Especially in the beginning.
Keith lets it go, man. He will yeet.
He will. Yeah.
It's rough.
He's one of my favorite people to have on.
He's a true showman.
He's a go-getter.
Yes.
Keith will always bring 100% energy. Yeah.
But let's put the attention back on Garrett, guys. Yes. So the whole reason for this podcast is to talk about Eat It or Eat It, of course. But with Garrett here, we put on our Instagram story, I don't know if we put it anywhere else, but we put a thing to submit assumptions about Garrett, because we think it's time for you guys to get to know him a little bit more. You got to see him do like a weird Orbeez joke on the Try Not to Laugh crew gauntlet.
So good.
That one, I lost it. That one was really funny. But so we have a bunch of fans submitted. What?
I also played the guy hunting down horny boys.
Oh, yeah, horny boys. Yes. You know, you have been in Smosh content like, quite a bit.
You were the principal in every substitute ever.
Yeah.
You played the principal.
And you were a teacher in my e-boy sketch.
You've been all over the place.
Just here and there.
You've been all over the place.
But
I will say, I do want to say, my brother who watches all Smosh content, he watches Smosh Games, he watches Smosh Pit, mm-hmm. watches Smosh. It's the sketch channel. He listens to the podcast, everything. His absolute favorite thing is the Garrett King. It's his favorite thing on all of Smosh.
More than his own brother.
Wow. Yep. Well, that's not surprising.
I mean, it's kind of ripped from a Japanese television where they just have people watching.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or
it's
like
so entertaining.
Or like Terrace House.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
exactly.
But imagine if Terrace House, it was just, they cut back to one guy and he just didn't say anything. He was just like, wow.
So you guys submitted a ton of your own assumptions about Garrett, which we will now be reading off and either confirming or denying and just talking about this stuff. Are you ready, Garrett? We have a little spotlight.
So people assume about you.
I know. This is what I'm curious.
You've been a man of mystery, but no longer.
I like this topic, assumptions about people.
Bear it all.
It's going to be great. All right. First assumption. He doesn't wear shoes.
I do wear shoes.
You wear shoes? What shoes are you wearing right now?
You actually wear really cool shoes.
Thank you.
You wear really unique shoes.
Are you wearing boots?
Prove it for the podcast.
Okay. Well,
for,
I'm not
the YouTube version.
I figured this was just a podcast and I didn't wear my cool shoes today. I just wore
I like those a lot. So you always wear
so poorly. Garrett
has like an REI aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like you dress like you could go hiking at any time.
You're like if Zach Galifianakis fell into an REI.
Yeah.
I mean that in the best way.
And gained some height.
Yeah. Nature will do that to you.
These are Tevas.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
They're
so
like,
literally
really
like
cool.
the sandals.
They almost look like hiking shoes with like a brown accent on them. They're really nice.
But you do always have like an outdoorsy aesthetic.
Yeah,
even when it's like really hot out in the middle of summer, you're still wearing like a button up long sleeve. I'm like, how do you do it, man?
Well, I used to work on Wall Street, and there I would even come to work dressed in like Patagonia and like
wow,
like I was about to hike, but it was aspirational because I didn't want to be there.
Oh,
I
wanted
to, yeah.
I can't imagine you on Wall Street. I you are the most un-Wall Street person I've ever known. Like all these like business sharks in suits and all of a sudden Garrett's there like just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I'll invest in this.
Oh, I wasn't doing that. No.
I actually just really, sorry. Like you're on Wall Street. Like what exactly
what was
do you
your
do?
Job?
I was an assistant.
I don't know anything about, Wall Street's one of those things that I pretend to know about. I don't know crap about stocks. Or that side of business, I don't know anything about.
I was an assistant to a hedge fund manager for a large family. So it was like a family money. And I just did research on the hedge funds and all the other funds we were invested in. A lot of places don't want you to find out what they're investing in. So they file, but they have to file it. So they file it under like different names. So a lot of it was like finding out that, making reports for the rest of the company.
So fake.
Yeah, so fake.
It's so weird.
Everybody lies.
I'm so
what an interesting job. How did you get here?
How did I get here?
Yeah.
Was there a bunch of connection dots from there to here? Like you were at some point in New York on Wall Street.
Yes.
Working there.
Yes.
And now you're working at Smosh doing the Garrett King.
In Hollywood.
Like that, you didn't hop from that to this.
Right, I did not. Okay.
How old were you in Wall Street? Like, where does that start?
That was in my late 20s.
What? And I also want to say this, for people who may not know, Garrett at some point has mentioned having been in every country I've ever heard of. Garrett will have a story and be like, yeah, that reminds me of the time where I was in Japan. Or like, there was something where you're like, yeah, that reminds me of the time that I was in, I think you were saying some African country. I was like, what the hell? Like, you've been everywhere.
I Really? I hate talking about it.
Really?
I don't know. Because
I hate talking about how cool my life is.
No, because I'm always like, oh, I don't want to be that guy that like just talks about his travels all the time.
Well, you don't. Nobody literally knows anything about it.
Okay, good.
These are like over the course of several years, I've heard a couple of these stories. But every time I hear it, you say like very briefly, like, yeah, that's like when I was in Japan. And I was like, oh, you were okay. Like you were also there at some point. Like that's
how many countries have you been to?
I think last I counted, it was like 26 or 27.
Dude.
Insane.
There are 194, 195, 196.
I mean, there's a lot. But so is this a thing where like every year you go on a trip, or were there periods of your life where you were traveling all over the world?
Both. I had two stretches where I would travel for a year-ish. Mm-hmm. And then for a long stretch, I made it a goal to go to a new country every year.
That's cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was great.
That's
great.
Awesome.
I eventually broke that because I was like going to go to a country just to like check a box. I was like, oh, okay.
It's just crazy. Yeah. Like that's no, like the majority of people will never be able to say that in their lifetime.
It's very cool. That many countries. What would be your favorite country you've ever visited?
I can give you a few.
That's fine. Just like what are just some that come to mind?
Iceland. I love Iceland. I've been there a few times, and I just love the lifestyle.
Yeah,
of just soaking and then
cool. It's just the chillest, literally the chillest place.
I loved Lebanon.
Lebanon
was great.
That's a small country.
Yeah, it's just above
Africa.
It's just above Israel.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Middle East.
Yeah.
I've heard the food.
I have very bad geography.
Legendary. Yes. That's okay.
The food was incredible. It was one of the, one of the main things I care about is food.
Food. Yeah. Which is great considering you're the eater ye master on. Shall I move on to another assumption?
Sorry, sure.
That's okay. All right. The next one. He smells of timberwood or like a cold burger.
Timberwood.
Do you wear cologne?
No. But I used to like.
Axe.
No.
I used to take pine needles and just kind of rub them over his body.
Actually, yes.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like that would work.
Yes.
Probably.
Well, what I would do is I lived in LA before a while ago, and I was single, so before on dates, I would go to the neighbor's house, pick some lavender, and rub it.
Oh, that actually. You sound so cute.
That actually works. That totally works.
It makes sense.
Yeah, but I don't smell
eliminate
like burger
the middleman
because I don't eat meat.
I will say I've said it before and I'll say it again. Everyone, nobody smells bad at Smosh.
No.
Yeah.
Either the smell incredible or like there's no smell.
Yeah, I have a bad sense of smell, so I usually can't tell if someone smells like good unless they're wearing a ton of cologne, which is probably a bad thing at that point. But I've never felt at any point being like, oh, someone smells bad here. Everyone, it's fine.
I have a very keen sense of smell. And I've never noticed a scent from you. I don't like go out of my way to smell people. But like there are people I can pick out that like Keith smells really good. Shane, your cologne smells really good. Olivia will wear a nice perfume sometimes.
But that's also, we're constantly like right next to each other. So.
Yeah. All right, next one. He got a cool dog because he is a cool guy.
Do you have one dog or do you have two dogs?
I have one dog.
You have one dog?
My housemates have another dog.
Okay.
And you got him during quarantine?
I did in June.
Yeah.
Like, we were putting it off then because, we were like, oh, quarantine's only going to be 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Quarantine's only going to be a month.
Yeah.
Oh, quarantine's only going to be 6 weeks. And then it was just so hard to find a dog in LA.
Really?
Yeah. They were all adopted already.
Well, that's
a lot of people.
That's great.
Exactly.
That's a good thing to be out of stock on.
I know.
Your dog is 2 years old?
1 to 2.
Well, your dog is 2 years old, but is 50 years old.
Yeah, I know. He looks like an old
it's
man.
It's so great.
I know.
That's the perfect dog. I would love a dog like that because I love old dogs.
Yeah.
And so to have an old dog for 15 years, that's a great deal.
I love him so much. I miss him right now.
I wish I could get a dog. I just, my place is so small.
It's hard. If I wasn't, you know, I'm dating somebody, and so we split the dog, and it's
totally
great.
Totally. Yeah.
It's I think it's much easier with dogs when there's two people helping out. But you know, I've done the single dog mom life. It's not impossible.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's gonna be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay, I'm gonna move. A jerk at the first meeting, then lovable Care Bear once you know him. What was your first impression of Garrett?
I don't think Garrett's definitely never a jerk.
Everybody gets stressed out. Everybody has their moments of tension, but like, I just remember you're very quiet at first.
Yeah.
But that's normal.
I feel like people either come in at a 0 or 100 when you first meet them. Mm. I'm usually at a 0. So I feel like I'm the opposite. I'm nice at first, but then I'd be it.
it's tough to remember. I don't remember our first meeting because I think back at Defy things were just so chaotic. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of people coming in and out.
Yeah.
The way it usually goes, sorry, I don't mean to.
No.
Where we were at Defy, you just kind of started seeing new faces one day.
Yeah, you didn't get introductions. Yeah. So it would just be like, here, filming like an email. And, oh, there's a new sound guy. Like, you just kind of like that, and you'd get to know everyone. Like, it was always good, but it was so constant there.
You worked your way up.
Yeah, I was
right?
My first job with Smosh, I was a PA on Business Boy. I think it was Business Boy.
Oh, wow, that's forever ago.
Yeah. At the mansion in Malibu, where it was like Noah and then a guy with like a big, I think Anthony was wearing like a big business emoji head or something.
I don't remember that.
I can't remember that sketch. I wasn't there for that. I wasn't there. I wasn't
I remember
in that sketch.
House, though.
So, man, back when we would do sketches around emojis.
Yeah. Yes.
That was.
Oh, yeah. Those were
a lot
weird.
Of them. Sexual Sun.
Molester Moon.
Yeah. Boy. We, different angles back then. On sketches. Yeah.
And for the viewers or the people listening, what is your position now?
Production manager.
Hey, you went to PA to
PM. Yep.
Nice.
I was PA, AP, P, PM.
Nice.
That's awesome. But you held on to that P.
I never let go of that P.
No, never
okay.
let the P.
Anyways,
never
release the P. Courtney.
Yes.
What's the next one?
So, next assumption. He actually secretly loves to see everyone suffer on Eat It or Eat It.
Is that a secret?
I don't think it's a secret.
I think you're pretty open about enjoying our suffering.
And not just on Eat It or Eat It. The spicy chocolates, remember that? Remember when we had those spicy chocolates and we didn't realize how spicy they were?
That was me.
That was Garrett.
Yes.
So, look, guilty or innocent?
That was spicy Mario Party?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yep. Garrett struck.
Look, I love it up until a point, and then it just drops immediately.
Because of our attacking you?
No. Oh. No, because of when it becomes like, oh, this is legitimate pain.
Well, that's probably like when Olivia had the malic acid peanuts.
That was... fine. It was... That's not legitimate pain.
True.
No, it probably is. For me, the thing that crossed the line that I felt really bad about was Jackie eating the bug mud.
Oh yeah. Well, Jackie...
She's new still.
Yeah. And... So in our newer-ish iteration where we have the wheel, which I love because there's an option to not have to eat anything, but Jackie... got absolutely ruined. She got 3.
Yeah.
And they were all bad. And she had to eat full bugs.
Yes. That was, I mean, I don't know, but that was, I think she actually threw up.
Oh, yeah. I would say the most legitimate eats do happen off camera. We don't want to show that.
Well, I think that was the only time somebody actually
I think
did.
Threw up. Was it? Yeah.
On Eat It or Eat It. Yeah. Yes,
I guess I'm thinking
so.
Of Noah's show, Put It in My Mouth from back in the day.
Yeah. Because I emptied my entire stomach on the finale. Oh. That was crazy. I remember like I threw up and then there's this still that I have where I'm sobbing after I threw up and Keith and Howard just laughing
We had to combine all the worst ingredients over the course of the show and make them a smoothie. And
ranch soda.
Crickets.
Oh, crickets. The pineapple jizz fruit.
It was a...
pineapple jizz fruit?
It's the gigantic one.
The gigantic pineapple type thing.
Durian?
I think it is durian, but it mixed with all that stuff.
Fresh smells durian.
Like a dead body. It was awful.
Yeah.
It was rough.
But I think, were you about to say that Olivia eating the sour cashews?
That's what
that was one of my favorite moments.
I mean, it looked like she was going to die for a second, but
I know.
No, I guess you knew what it was.
Yes.
I didn't. So knowing that it was just because it was sour.
Yeah.
I wish I could try those. Because I don't think I would have had the reaction.
My mouth waters.
The chances that it always lands on me for the malic acid and that I have no reaction to it is so funny.
I love grave mouth.
I get the malic acid, and then Damien always gets like the fishy thing.
Yeah.
Where he's like, oh, this is actually very good.
I remember the very early on episodes of Eat It or Eat It, and it was like one of the first dishes Olivia got that was like super spicy.
Yes, the the wasabi
Twinkie, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Twinkies are always great.
Yeah.
It's a cool show to like show you new things. Like, remember those? It was such a bummer because those like plant. The little flowers
buttons.
Make your mouth do
everything
in whatever dish, it like didn't get the same effect until we had people like just try it by themselves, because that was the crazy experience.
Yeah, that was cool.
Because like if you tried to drink a soda or something after, it did not help. It was so crazy. Yeah.
My worst experience.
My mouth is watering.
My worst experience on that show is still the peanut butter cups filled with Cambodian fish paste.
Yes.
Oh.
And of course everyone was like, oh, you're just gonna take one? Take three. Take three. And oh my God. Yeah. Oh, I nearly fully yeeted.
Yeah. That was another one of my favorites. Cause it was so hard to get you.
I know, man.
Yeah, it's good they got you. They finally got you.
That really ruined me.
We got you.
Yeah. Fish stuff, I have a hard time.
It was fermented.
I hate fish.
Fish mixed with anything, weird. Fish needs to be on its own.
Like, I like fermented stuff. Like, there are things that I do enjoy.
Totally.
But fish in general, I have a hard time with.
Almost most of those things, most of the things on Eat It or Eat It could be good.
Yes.
If they are used properly. It's kind of like, I know Australians tell us this all the time.
With Vegemite.
Whenever we use Vegemite, we of course use a pound of Vegemite. You're supposed to spread it thinly on toast, and then it's probably
good. It's so good.
Just
butter and a thin slab of Vegemite. It's so tasty.
Great. Exactly.
Yeah, there's like a lot of foods like that where I'm sure, like we definitely do that on purpose,
totally.
We want to give you guys a reaction, something to like look at, laugh at. You know,
because like a burger is usually good, but if it's cold,
I love burger but cold.
Burger but cold.
That was actually my girlfriend.
Really?
I have been forgetting to read the usernames. I'm sorry. There's this one. This next one is from a G-Palm 79.
Oh.
A sweet buddy.
Yeah. I'm a sweet buddy. I'm a sweet buddy.
You're a sweet buddy.
I try to be a sweet buddy.
Yeah, I think you're a sweet buddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That dog one was mine, too.
Yeah, that was yours, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you have like four or five in here.
Wait,
you
used them? All these assumptions from Garrett?
No.
There's just a few in here. There's one more.
I just went to town for a bit last night.
Yeah, you were drunk. Sweet buddy.
Yeah, sweet buddy.
It's Tuesday night. It's time to say some assumptions about myself.
There's some crazy ones in here. Like, he's a simp.
That was not me.
No, I know that wasn't you, but somebody said that one. Are you a simp?
Remind me of what simp is.
I mean, I think you have a girlfriend.
I do.
Yeah, I think you're...
I'm a simp for her.
I think you would be. I think you'd be the type that, like, your girlfriend could ask anything of you and you'd be like, I'll do it. She'd be like,
you're called a simp.
But I think Garrett would go above and beyond, like, in a crazy way, that I think if your girlfriend was like, hey, can you go to the store and get carrots, but can you go get carrots in Nevada? Can you drive to a grocery store in Nevada to get carrots and then come back? I think you'd be like, well, okay, I'll do it.
Well, I mean, I understand if like the carrots in Nevada are especially good, then I get it.
What a simp.
I'm a simp.
But yeah, no, she came up with cold burger.
That's great.
She just said, what about just putting a burger in a freezer?
It ends up, it's now the most popular item of all time.
I love it. Burger, but cold. It makes me, sometimes I fantasize about eating a soaking wet burger.
That's weird.
Just sounds like.
You fantasize about that?
Yeah, I don't know. Imagine just like dunking daydream. A burger in a bucket of fresh filtered cold water and then just taking a bite. Not the worst thing. Anyways, someone said you like spicy food.
Yeah, I do. I had to work my way up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to build it.
When I first started this job, my palate was borderline Noah's palate, where it was like buttered pasta and nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I am damaging my body at some points with how spicy the foods are. But
by the way, I'm going to throw this out there. That reminded me with Noah's palate. Garrett, advice for you if ever there's a chance where Noah's on Eat It or Yeet It.
Okay.
I remember him mentioning this back in the day that tomatoes are the thing that he just cannot eat.
What?
I think he does hate tomatoes. I think you could get Noah to yeet with just a tomato.
Oh my God.
I think just a
straight up tomato.
What do you think?
Tomato.
Like a pile of cherry or grape tomatoes? Or like should like, he have like, a regular take a bite tomato. Out of one like
or
an
like
apple?
A big, beautiful
big,
heirloom.
Beautiful heirloom. But you got to make sure he gets it. If anyone else gets it, that's just a good one.
I know.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know what? Maybe that's the thing. Because Noah, man, the things that are good are what's bad. Because Noah
cake?
Got a mango cake.
Yes.
And he hated
from
it.
From Porto's.
He didn't like it. Everyone else was like, what? That's the most delicious thing.
I love that.
It was easily the best item that's ever been on Eat It or Yeet It. Because that's from Porto's, which if you don't live in LA, it's a fantastic bakery.
And I was just like, this will be easy. Everybody will, you know, will be so excited. Everybody will love it. You know,
and
like,
Noah hated it.
Yeah.
So funny.
I was told in middle school that tomatoes made your boobs grow.
Okay.
I think I've heard that rumor.
I've never heard that.
Probably, I think I've heard like on TV or there was a joke or something like someone said that. And I knew it only as a joke.
That day I went home and ate a tomato like an apple.
I mean, tomatoes like apples are great.
I mean, look,
they're
you
delicious.
Probably just lowered your chances of developing cancer later in life by eating a bunch of tomatoes.
I think tomatoes are delicious, but I would love to see Noah's reaction to those. Do you guys have any foods like that you just can't stand?
There is no vegetable or fruit that I'm like disgusted by. Definitely not vegetables or fruit. You can go crazier with beyond that with meats and stuff, but there's no like simple item that I'm like, I can't eat that.
There's nothing that I'm like, bananas.
Really?
Bananas, I cannot do bananas.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
I
hate
bananas.
Like, if you had to eat a banana, would you just be like, ah, this sucks?
Is it a texture thing?
Or would you be like, oh my God, I can't eat this?
Well, it's hard to tell now because
you just haven't touched one forever.
Or like I've made it such a big deal that I'm like, oh, I don't want that. Like, oh no, you got me a banana thing. No, I'm not going to eat it. I don't like it.
So and it's then the flavor.
It's the flavor and the texture. But now it's like built to where like it's almost like a bit where I hate them.
I will say the one that I
do hate them.
That I'm probably just the least fan of is avocados. Now guacamole is great, but an avocado on its own. I think it's just very, like, the texture's very heavy. It's just very heavy. It's not that I'm like, ugh. It's just that it's like, it's a lot. It just feels like a lot.
I love just like a little salt and just spoon
I think maybe I need to put something on it. So whenever I try to eat it, I just
put
eat
a little
it very,
salt.
Because plain, it's just kind of like.
Yeah, we do our avocado toast. We take it very seriously.
See, I had avocado toast recently that I loved, but it had like tomatoes with it. It had some other stuff. With other things, avocado is awesome. By itself, I'm just kind of like,
Whereas, even just seasonings do a lot.
Yeah, no, I think by itself, same with like tomato, you need a little salt. And then
totally.
But it's the texture?
The texture is just a little like weird. It's just kind of like, you know, very like a clay almost type of texture and I'm
interesting
just like, it's just not as great as others, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know, but I'm a huge fan of all other vegetables and
you're
fruits, so I think
simp
it's not that I'm
veggies.
Like I dislike
simp.
Avocado, it just doesn't rank up with everything
fruit
else
simp.
Mm-hmm.
I am fruit a simp. Fruit and veggie simp.
I used to absolutely despise celery.
Oh, I love celery.
I don't like it when it's in like soups and stuff. I don't like what it does to things.
Huh.
Is it? I also don't like water chestnuts.
Is it like that, similar?
I love those.
Like in a soup?
The texture is good, but it's the flavor that I have hated so much.
I love celery.
Yeah, I think I've, since I've been at Smosh, I've like tasted it with like ranch or things like that. And then like I tried to change my outlook on it because I was like, oh, negative calories? That's pretty crazy. but I just, even just thinking about it now, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Celery's so great. You put some peanut butter on that celery.
Yeah.
Oh, or if you're ever, you know, on vacation or something, Bloody Mary with a big old celery stick in it. Oh my God.
See, I don't know. I would be willing to taste it though. I used to not like bananas very much either, but.
Oh, bananas have been my jam my whole life. I have a banana every day. And I think that's been the case for years.
Oh, you banana slut.
I just love bananas. They're so easy. Bananas and apples are so convenient. Yeah. I love how
apples
convenient
are great.
They are.
Is it weird that I always get a stomachache when I eat a fresh apple? Is that a mild allergy?
Do you have an empty stomach whenever you're doing it? Maybe?
Yeah.
It's like acidity.
It might be that there's acidity. Maybe it's just if your stomach's empty.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could see if your stomach's empty that something like a tart fruit might upset it a little bit.
Does a pear do it?
I don't know. I haven't had a pear in a while, but those are good.
Pears are underrated.
I love a good pear.
You know what I freaking love is broccoli.
Yes.
Broccoli's legendary. Veggie. That's a legendary food.
That is S tier.
Yeah. It is S tier.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, next one about Garrett. This is the Garrett Show. He hangs out with young adults to feel young again. Don't we all?
Who's that from?
Nikolaus 477. It's Monica.
Yeah. I mean, look, I am older.
Whether it's intentional or not. Like,
you're L.A. older.
I'm L.A. older. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. In L.A.
L.A. older where you're not older, but.
Yeah. I do think, like, hanging out with younger people does make you feel younger.
Just great. Naturally, whether you're trying to be there or not.
Yeah.
Can I say, I've been preaching this. I really, truly believe that in this modern age, 30 is the new 20. Because, like. People aren't moving out as soon as they're 18 as often as they used to. And like people are figuring out their own lives much better.
Yes.
At around like I'm 25 and I'm just now like really getting a hang of like, oh, I am this way because like so. Yeah, I agree with you.
You're doing it before me. I'm 40.
Really?
Yeah.
I would not have guessed.
You seem a lot younger.
I know.
I think it's the facial hair that would be like, okay, that makes you look older, but you look like you could be like 33, 34.
Yeah. I mean, which is around when I started figuring stuff out, like 33, 34. Like,
I agree with that. And also, I also think in that sense, because, you know, like my grandparents who were just from such a different generation, but they retired in their 60s. Yeah. And I was just like, that they spent then 20 odd years more so. Just kind of like chilling. I'm just like, man, like there was a lot, like, I don't know. Like, I think we have changed. Like, it's different than their generation. Mm-hmm. Like, because I think they thought they were going to die sooner. So, honestly, I'm just kind of like, retiring at 60 is very, very young in a way.
Yeah.
It's just not probably going to be possible for us in our generation. So, I don't know. Yeah, it is different. Like the age marker has changed.
Yeah.
But
especially since and it's also weird because like 15-year-olds are looking so much more different than I looked when I was 15. Like it's crazy. People are growing up faster.
But it is true. People are not like the average homeowner and stuff is so much later now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just harder to get things like in order and settle down. Yeah.
But I will say, like, when I'm on social media and things like that, and you're watching the younger kids like be funny and like seeing this new wave of humor and comedy, it makes me feel younger. It makes me feel happier and like wants to be a part of it.
Oh, it's, and that is actually a proven thing. And I think it's why like retirement communities and stuff, I think, is so sad. Like just being completely around people that you're same age. My grandparents, when my brother, when he was 20, he moved and like started living with them. They got younger.
Aww.
Like they really got younger. Like it had such an impact on them just to be around youth and just to like fresh perspective. And I think it's also my most important thing that I'm trying to remember for when I'm older is to really listen and respect young people despite how different. Because think about how different we think from 60 to 80 year olds now.
Yeah.
I am sure when I'm 70, people in their 20s are going to be saying things that I'm going to be like, that's insane. But I'm going to have to be like, you know what? It's been 60 years. The world's different. You're in it. I'm older.
Yep.
I respect your opinion. I'm going to listen to you more. I think that will keep you younger.
And just embracing change.
Exactly.
You know, like accepting that change is a constant that's always going to be there. And like the generation before you is going to change the world.
Right.
And you can either like be angry about that or be a part of it.
You know, I think that's Garrett. I'd say that's why you seem younger is because so many people, by the time they are 40 or, you know, so they kind of are like, I am who I am.
Yeah.
And my life is what it is. And I am actively preventing it from changing.
Yeah.
Whereas you are still, I feel like you're constantly experiencing new things, or at least mentally.
I try to. Yeah.
It seems like you're still growing and learning, and I think that's the difference between you and a lot of people your age that seem so much older.
Maybe I don't know.
I don't know.
Hope so.
That's my assumption of you.
What's your experience been on social media like since all of this?
A friend of mine in high school invented LiveJournal, and so like we were there, like it was for us to keep in touch.
Whoa.
And so we all had like LiveJournal back in 97.
I don't even think
98.
I know what LiveJournal is.
I'm not sure I know what that is either. Was that like your first Twitter?
That first Tumblr.
Wow. I did not know what this was.
I did not.
Oh,
like,
really?
Oh, my God.
Well, it was in the 90s. So.
Yeah. Well, and it lasted like.
Courtney was two.
I was two.
I know. And it lasted for a while. Like, I think George R. R. Martin has a LiveJournal still.
Aww.
Wow. George R. R. Martin would.
Yes, he would. But so I've like always, but like I, you know, like I would write stupid stuff on there, and I remember like one time, you know, writing about like somebody down the hall in my dorm having the most annoying laugh, and he read it, and that was like the first time that I realized like, oh, this is,
you got canceled.
I got canceled
in that hallway. You got canceled.
That's so
you
funny.
you doxed someone and you got canceled in the 90s on LiveJournal
on social media.
Is Garrett the first person canceled on social media? Is that what we're hearing?
Oh my God.
I'm sure. I can't imagine. Social media back in the day was so much more personal.
Yeah.
Because you're saying something and someone's going to show up in person afterwards.
Yeah.
So what about since you've been at Smosh, especially since during Eater to Eat It, what has it been like for you?
It's been very interesting. Like, I don't know. I have a lot more Twitter and Instagram followers now.
Do you get any hate comments?
I don't think they're serious.
There's the roasting. There's the roasting that happens.
I feel like we actually have a very loving fan base.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They roast a lot, but there's no like legit.
There's
hate.
No hatred actually there.
Yeah.
I think what's cool about our team is everybody seems kind of young at heart. Or since I've started working with people that are older than me, I've literally like, I will forget my age, and it feels like it's just kind of this ageless group because we all are kind of, everyone seems to have a lot of similar interests. Like we have we had a rock climbing group for a while, and then there was like going to be like a hiking group and things like that. It feels like our group just like naturally seems to be all kind of young hearted.
Yeah, you'd never guess Monica is 55.
Yeah, and the fact that, that Monica's 55 and Kiana, when I first met her, like I had no idea her age. Her and I are like only a couple days apart, I think.
Really?
Or is she a year younger than me? I'm not sure, but we're both Geminis, so
that's chaotic.
Chaotic.
Yeah, that's something I do love about this this office, this work. Like,
it's so many different people.
Yeah.
But we all seem to like.
It's a group of very open-minded people.
Yeah,
and I think that's what keeps us all seeming young is we're all so like constantly learning.
Yeah.
I weirdly feel like I've gotten a lot closer with our crew during this quarantine.
Yeah.
despite it mm-hmm. being so crazy. I mean, granted, in the beginning of like Defy era, I was very antisocial for like weird reasons, like toxic ex, things like that. But like, it's been a new era of like trying to come out of my shell, especially this year, because I'm like
doing just fine.
And we're realizing, oh, thanks, man. But like realizing during quarantine, like, oh shit, like social interactions, I've been neglecting this, and this is really showing me how important it is.
Yeah. Well, and it's hard in LA. Like when Rachel and I first moved to LA together, like we were all that we had for like a year or two.
Yeah.
And like I took a job in Australia for a month during that. And so she was like alone in LA.
Wow. Alone in LA.
Alone in LA. Going crazy. It's just a hard city to make friends in.
It is a tough city to make friends in. Mm-hmm.
But that's for next week's podcast.
That's next week's podcast. Nice. Oh, yeah, it is actually.
Wow. Garrett's on top of it.
Another assumption about Garrett. You like your coffee black.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Not even any sweetener or sugar or anything?
No. I like it black. I like it light roasted. And I like East African coffees.
What's that?
Like fruitier, berry.
Fruitier, okay.
Berry forward, strawberry
interesting.
Forward.
Interesting. Man, I am not that intelligent when it comes to coffee.
I like nutty.
Nutty? So like...
is that a more European?
South, like grown in Europe?
No. Like you're saying like East Africa. Yeah. Like what regions typically do more of that type of flavor profile?
So like East African will be like more like the stuff grown there is like fruitier. South and Central America is a little nutty, is nuttier.
Got it.
And then like Oceania is like woodsier, tobacco-y.
Ooh, I think those are mine.
Yeah.
Those are my favorites.
Like Sumatrans. Mm.
Makes sense. That tracks.
Yeah, I like I like dark roasts.
I don't care. I think medium roast is fine. I like light roast. My favorite brew bean that I have at home right now is called Bitch's Brew.
Nice. I wish I could drink coffee black. My teeth get stained so easily.
Yeah.
Like, how do you drink your coffee though? Like, do you let it like flow through your teeth? You should open up that. I'm not joking though.
Are you drinking like?
How do you think, is your teeth biting the cup?
I mean, my teeth. I have pretty large front teeth, so it probably can't avoid it. That they. Do that, it like
use
that.
Screenshot this.
Yeah. Great.
Because I don't get that.
I get it.
My teeth stain very easily. Yeah. And I'll notice it and like it fluctuates because literally my teeth will start to stain. They will look like I smoke. They'll get that yellow. And then I go to the dentist and it's like they're able to just scrape it all off. And
that's
it's
crazy.
Back to normal. It's weird. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Just what it is.
Do you prefer hot or cold coffee?
Oh, either way. It depends on the season.
There was a period of time where you were making cold brew for the whole office.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. All right. Next one. Garrett's car is the messiest of the crew.
Ooh, that's an interesting assumption.
I think someone else takes that cake.
Yeah.
But
someone else definitely does win that.
You guys going to say who?
Well, I don't
That's
think...
mean.
No, we can't.
We can't.
Wait, I don't know.
We can't.
We can't.
We can't. Okay. I'm sorry. You guys will have to continue the saga of who has the messiest car.
Yeah.
I would say that yours wouldn't be that messy.
Yeah, it goes in phases.
It
doesn't get that messy.
Everybody's goes in phases, but who has the average messiest car at all time? Because everyone cleans their car out a little bit.
Yeah.
And then lets it get bad, but who has it the worst?
And your car then, is it usually full of like gear? Do you leave hiking gear or stuff in there?
Oh, hiking gear? Sometimes, yeah, there's usually a few jackets.
Okay.
What's the kind of messy that everybody has?
Yeah.
So your jackets, clothes?
A few LaCroix cans.
Got it.
That I need to get around to.
Disposable
a couple things
masks.
For the dogs. Disposable masks, right now. I mean, it's full of hand sanitizer right now.
Yeah.
It's usually
some carabiners.
Blanket or two carabiners.
What about you, Shane?
Mine's papers. Like, I'll get papers. If I go get, like, my tires fixed, they give you that sheet of paper, whatever. Yes. I'll leave that on my passenger seat, and that'll end up just kind of on the floor.
Yeah.
I'll eventually have so many receipts and just paper all over the place.
Yeah.
That's mine. And it used to be water bottles.
Yeah.
I would have countless like half empty or empty water bottles.
Too.
Not anymore. And obviously this year I'm not driving as much. So
it's
not that bad.
Mine's mostly like Starbucks, like breakfast wrappers and stuff.
Makes sense. That's fair.
I've decided like this morning, I was just talking about it, I think with both of you guys, that I don't like Starbucks anymore.
Oh, really? I wasn't there for this.
Oh, Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Starbucks is a convenience thing.
I will say, like, the Starbucks I go to, I specifically go to because the staff is so friendly.
Yeah.
It's been obviously different because of the crazy times, but I used to go there and they were so nice to me in the drive-thru that I would, like, literally get coked out from it. I was like, yes, freaking nice. I love it. This is going to be a great start to my day.
Well, the workers at Starbucks are all great.
They're always so friendly.
There's no problem with them.
They treat their workers pretty well.
Yeah.
That is a huge part of it.
And Starbucks coffee is only not good because they literally are equipped to make so many types of things that they're not focusing on making a couple things, right? You go to any other coffee shop, it's like, we make a latte, a cappuccino, or an Americano, and like we make those things very well. Starbucks has to be able to make a bunch of frappuccinos and stuff. So you order regular coffee, it's going to taste like whatever.
Yeah. It just, I randomly, it hit me today that I have been trying nicer, like smaller business coffees. And I was like, I just suddenly this morning I made a mental comparison because I order the same thing all the time, just like a iced coffee with oat or coconut milk and vanilla. I was like, holy shit, this tastes awful compared to, and I'm sorry, Starbucks. I'm not trying to be mean, but I guess I am on Ian's team now.
Starbucks is going to be okay.
Yeah, they're going to be
Starbucks.
I think Starbucks is going to be
the
fine.
The staff, I love you guys. I might even still just come in to say hi.
I will. Whenever I do go to like a local like small business coffee shop, I'm like, holy god, this latte
it's
is
so
delicious.
Good.
To everyone listening, go to local coffee shops, especially right now in 2020. Yep. They are hurting. And trust me, I don't care where you live. I guarantee you, like, you've got a really good local coffee shop.
Yeah.
I guarantee you probably do.
I guarantee it.
I guarantee it.
The way you drink your coffee.
So I feel like every state has like a different aspect to what makes their coffee great. I don't know.
Yeah.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Okay, this next one is, it's in all caps. This is from @championcheddar. Ready?
Okay.
I'm going to just do it the way that they probably wanted me to say it. You have a wig! Like, your hair never grows! It is the same all the time!
Your hair's grown quite a bit this
year. Yeah, I know. What are they talking about?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is very thick hair.
It
like,
is.
In the best way.
Thank
it
you.
Is very
thick
and voluptuous.
It's the Greek in me.
Wow.
Yes.
I know. I do now. I see it.
Yeah.
I do know you're Greek now.
I see it now that you say that.
But like my chest is
so
hairless.
Greek?
Hairless.
That's crazy.
And somehow the Greek is just here.
Only the Greek is.
I almost asked an inappropriate question.
Yeah.
sorry.
Courtney.
You know, it's just TikTok's talking about like a lot of people on a lot of podcasts also too are just talking about a lot of body hair stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's wild. Having a crazy hairy head and face and then not a hairy chest.
That's lucky because you know what? I don't understand how guys, I don't understand how guys can handle having tons of shoulder hair.
Shoulder hair? Like
I will see
hair.
Some, I will see some, I will see some dudes walking around wearing tank tops and they are, there is an inch like off their body that nothing will pass. That I'm just like,
crazy.
What's it feel like to never wear? Like they must feel like clothes are never actually touching their skin.
Yeah.
A shirt is always an inch off their body.
I wasn't thinking about pubes, by the way.
Okay.
I was thinking about asses.
Oh my, oh, okay.
Sorry, that's so much better.
Well, you know what's gotta be on, no, but once again, what's uncomfortable is having like hair like on the butt cheeks.
You know?
I'm just like, that's gotta suck. Like you sit down on your hair, like,
I've got some.
But I'm talking like people who are like, you see those
like
old,
hairy people?
You see like old, literally like, you'll see like an old Italian dude walking around and he's wearing like a tank top. He's chilling. He seems like he's having a great time. But that guy is covered in so much hair. And I'm like, how is that comfortable?
How do you see his ass hair?
Well, not his ass hair.
Well, it depends on the pants.
I mean, sometimes people like are not wearing much. But I'm talking still about the shoulder hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The shoulder hair is still what baffles me. I'm like, God, that looks uncomfortable.
And then in the summer, it's got to be so hot.
I'm sure if like you wake up one day and suddenly you have hairy shoulders, that's one thing. But like they've grown up with it. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's what you know.
They're used to it.
I think my dad had a super hairy back and he got like laser hair removal forever ago. But I don't have any hair on my back. I don't know. I didn't pick it up.
Yeah. But do you like can grow chest hair, right?
I can. I actually shave. So I do shave my chest hair because getting mic'd on Goldberg's, what they do is they put like this crazy tape on the microphone, this tiny little microphone, and they stick it to your chest. And when I did have chest hair, it would just, I would have to rip off chest hair every day. And it got to the point where I was like, you know, I'm just getting rid of this. Like, I can't. Sucks.
We put it on the fabric of our clothes and stuff when we do it.
And even then, though, it'll sometimes get caught and it just sucks.
Anything you have to say about that?
Anything you have to say about that?
No.
So, Garrett, nothing. Just so you know, Garrett does not wear a wig.
He does not wear a wig.
Yeah. The beard is
fake.
Yeah. I glue on each.
Every single individual strand.
You trim your own real hair.
Yes.
Exactly. You transfer it over to there.
Yep.
But that's normal.
It looks better that way.
Exactly.
Anna Riley says, Garrett farms his own bugs for consumption because he is a bunch of birds in a Garrett suit.
Wow, Garrett, what do you have to say about that?
Exposed.
Kevin, shut this down.
Oh, okay. Cut the cameras.
Cut the sound.
Okay, everything's off. Go ahead and let it spill.
I am two birds.
Just only two. Stone? But they are California condors.
They are California condors. So they're
very large.
They're very large.
So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Are the legs in here?
Yeah, the legs are in the arms.
Oh, my arm is sore from my flu shot.
I know. <mine too. laughs>
Yeah.
I know. One head is here. One head is here.
Garrett said one head is in his head. One head is in my chest.
Yes, I forgot this is a podcast.
The condors are not comfortable, but they are working together and they are making a Garrett
teamwork.
Move. Obviously, you don't farm bugs. Because
I would eat them.
But you do actually grow a lot of stuff on your own, right?
I try, but I don't do that well.
It's hard.
It is hard. The two things that are growing well for me right now are rosemary and basil.
Mm. Nice.
Love rosemary.
Rosemary is so easy. I really want to make sage work.
It's good because people who buy them, I guess they don't realize it's like a hard resource to get or something for some people.
Sage?
Is it sage? Am I thinking of the right thing? Like, there's a lot of people that are against burning sage, right?
But I think that's part of it is that's appropriation. Mm. And that it's also, like, traditionally, you're not supposed to, like, pay for the sage mm-hmm. bundle that you then smudge with.
Mm.
Like, it's, like, you're not supposed to pay for it.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I think the main thing is it's appropriation. But I just love the smell of sage. Like
Well, fresh plants are so great.
Yeah.
Like I love whenever I buy basil and I'm just like, oh, this smells so delicious. Mm-hmm. I would love to have a basil plant in my house so it just constantly smells like basil.
It does. It's great. Well, and then sage is so tasty. And then mm-hmm. I love to like take a sprig of sage and put it on the dashboard of my car.
Oh, cool.
Makes the car smell like sage.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's a very Garrett thing to do. Yeah. That is a very Garrett thing.
Yeah.
I actually recently bought a basil plant. It's in my kitchen.
Yes.
I have a lot of plants in my place recently, and I've been moving around trying to find their spots, and I decided to buy a basil plant. It's in the perfect spot. It's a very moody plant, it seems like. The amounts that you need to water it are kind of like...
I have mine on a automatic... like. It's got a reservoir of water underneath it that it just kind of puts.
I need to get one of those things, like one of those like Brookstone devices where it's like, this is your garden and it like kind of has UV lights on it and everything. Something. Because otherwise I feel like I wouldn't keep it alive.
I have mine in the kitchen, in the window alcove mm-hmm. area, and it gets blasted by the heat in the summer. So it was destroyed.
Oh.
But then it grew out of it. So it's like there's this brown part and then it's green and basil above it.
Is it weird that I'll just randomly pull a leaf off the basil plant and eat it and just keep it?
No, dude, that's what it's for.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love to grow kale and just go and eat it.
Really?
Not even pick it, but just
like
start eating it
kale?
In the
like
ground.
A giraffe.
I think that's one of the things I can't do is raw kale.
I love kale.
I can't do raw kale, but roasted kale. That's yes. the best thing ever made.
Yeah.
Is that it for the assumptions on?
Pretty much.
Do you have any, Courtney, do you have any assumptions of Garrett?
Do I have any assumptions?
Because I think I want to see if I'm correct on some of these. Okay. Garrett, you've at least attempted to brew your own beer at some point.
No, but I have tried kombucha.
You have tried to make kombucha. Your own wow.
kombucha, yes.
How That's did deep. It how did it work out?
Yeah, it worked out well, but in a tiny Brooklyn apartment it just wasn't feasible to, I mean it was smelling it up.
What kind of kombucha? Yeah.
Just basic black tea kombucha.
Got it.
I have helped somebody brew beer before,
but that's like just a small, like one of those small little sets, you know, not crazy. You're not
actually done.
You're not like selling beer illegally or whatever.
No. Yeah. No.
I just my only assumption I've ever had about you is like you're mischievous. I don't know.
I mean, Kevin's nodding his head. Yes. Look, I love like being a little trickster if I can. Like it's my favorite thing. Like. The trickster gods, you know, the trickster
You're just Loki.
Archetype. Yeah, I love Loki. Yeah.
Have you ever broken the law? You can say that on a pod. It's fine.
Really? This isn't binding?
This is a private pod.
I am kind of.
And a parking ticket is breaking the law.
I am a bit of a rule follower.
That's good.
No, I would see that. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I get really stressed out if I'm breaking a rule. But
when it's innocent pranks and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Innocent pranks. But
that's what's great about Smosh.
Prankster. Yeah. I have an assumption of Garrett. I assume that at some point in high school or college, you had a Bob Marley phase.
Oh, no.
Nope.
No, wow. You do not. No. In high school?
Deadhead?
No. First year, all black.
All black.
Pearl Jam, Metallica, Nirvana t-shirts.
Whoa. Nirvana. And then,
okay. Yes. Garrett.
And then after that, khakis and blue button-up shirts.
Khakis and blue
You were button. A boat boy?
Not really.
Do it to him, boy.
Just khakis and blue button-up. You're just like preppy as all get out.
That's what I was going for, but I was not preppy at all.
And
like so the preps wouldn't accept
it. Still like spiteful preppy?
No, like this is safe. I couldn't even.
You're just dressing hetero.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I couldn't even use the word cool because I didn't think I was cool enough to use the word cool.
Wow.
Whoa.
Like I just so I was like, okay, just go to J. Crew.
Oh, that's square. Oh, guys, that sounds pretty square. Were you still listening to Nirvana and Pearl Jam?
Yeah, and like Dream Theater, Queensryche, a lot of prog rock.
Do you have pictures of this era?
I do.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Because we will need to see those.
I'll have to find them.
Where, like in the peak of college, where were you at?
Peak of college?
Or peak of high school?
I hate to admit this, but in college I was a big Woody Allen phase.
Okay.
Wow.
So still like button ups and like khakis and then like sweaters over them.
Got it.
And anxiety. So like all kind of like all together.
Wow.
And it was after that I worked a job in Colorado as a ranch hand. And that's where I found like the outdoorsiness.
Cool. Where in Colorado?
Buena Vista.
I've never been to Buena Vista. Okay. I love Colorado.
I do too.
There was a phase when I was struggling with acting where I was like teasing the idea of like go work as a ranch hand for a month. Like just
dude, I had the same phase, but like I was gonna use that website called Workaway.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know if I'm naming it, but so where you just basically go work on a ranch and they just let you live there.
Yeah. There's like a farm wolfing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, wolfing. I can't remember, but it's like farms across the world.
Yeah.
You can do that. That's
cool. I really wanted to do that too because my grandfather was born and grew up on a ranch in Colorado. So like my family, both lines of my family come from ranchers.
Where in Colorado?
I don't know where it necessarily, not far from like Denver.
Okay.
Though.
Yeah.
But just kind of out there in the plains.
Wow. Everyone in this room has had sexual tension with being a horse girl.
I have one more. I have an assumption of Garrett. We know Garrett worked on Wall Street. My assumption of Garrett is that he also occupied Wall Street.
I did walk around and like,
Were you there during Occupy?
So
that's crazy.
I
have a thought for some last things we can say, unless there's some questions or whatever. But I was going to say, what are some pitches that we have for what we could do on Eater Ye? Because I've had some ideas.
I've submitted some, but I think they just kind of get lost.
Well, hey, look, here's a platform right now. We could say them and they can be out there in public.
But I kind of want the theme.
And the fans could keep asking. No, you can keep commenting.
But you're a potential... Eater is here.
I know. I still have your document.
I'm not saying foods of, even.
I still have
there's, like, there's yeah. the sandwich one.
Yes, I still
have
that.
But I had an even ready. Better one, the movie one. Movie
I think, I do think, look, if we're like saying that. Foods, a I theme like that I would like, and obviously non-alcoholic, but cocktails. Some nice virgin
no,
cocktails.
Alcoholic.
That's fun.
Some virgin
too.
Cocktails that are awful.
I'm down. Mocktails?
Yeah.
Some mocktails. No, what's the famous one? What's the, or not, it's not a mocktail even, but what's the famous, like, Shirley Temple?
Shirley Temple.
Or an Arnold Palmer that
dude,
are just
Keith
awful.
Loves Shirley Temples. They're good. Those are good cocktails. You said that they're awful.
No, I didn't.
Wait,
I said they're not,
anything.
I said they're not technically like cocktails.
Nobody said they're bad.
I said it's okay, not a virgin cocktail because it's not even.
Why am I gatekeeping sugary drinks?
I think, you know, we have the Garrett sliver, like when we have the spinach. I think we should do one where everyone else is a sliver and Garrett is the majority.
No.
Garrett, no.
Yeah. That's not
so Garrett
that's not
has like
for
a 90% chance of getting every single one and everyone else has like a tiny chance.
There's no need for that.
Yeah, I don't know.
The problem is I'm over and on the side and I've just got a stool. There's no table there for me to eat. So it really doesn't work to have
the sliver. We don't have the resources.
We don't really have a way for me to eat the food.
I think we could also do a deal or no deal situation where all five are brought out and they're laid in front of us and we take turns just picking one.
I like
you
that.
Just go, I pick number five.
Or if it's like in suitcases, which is massive.
Yeah.
Suitcases.
You know,
just a milkshake.
Gross. Just a milkshake, just milk just pours out of the suitcase. Like, how do you drink it?
That's really funny.
And guys, just so you know, please comment down but like beneath
give
our
us food
yeah,
ideas.
I get a lot of yeah.
beneath eat it or eat
theme
it comment
ideas, food ideas
any idea you have and we do read
we read them,
them.
Well, we,
that's
yeah.
where the Garrett
we've
sliver
used
came
ideas
from.
Yeah
the Garrett
yeah.
sliver came from a suggestion
I've done a yeah. strawberry filled thing off a suggestion
yeah
dude we almost got you with the Garrett sliver recently on a shoot it's for the episode might not be out yet but we one day
look I wish it would work. I really do.
He has magnets hooked up.
Yeah, I know.
It's such a shame.
It's just such a shame. I'm so sorry.
Just pull your teeth out and then you'll not be able to eat anything.
That's the only assumption to get you guys can get right is that he wears dentures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
You guys can predict it.
It's wood painted white.
Yep.
Mm. Yep.
And they look great.
Thank you.
I got a question for you, Courtney.
For me?
Yeah. For eat it or eat it, are you ever going to eat it?
Will Courtney ever be a contestant?
I feel like there has been past episodes before quarantine where I did like taste things like after it's already been eaten.
Maybe there would
know.
Be a type of food where you'd be down, where it's like, okay, this type of this general sphere won't gross me out enough.
I trust you. I'm not like on, I wasn't on the show at first because there was an element of distrust, but I don't think you're like gonna make an awful experience for me or you're gonna like try and make me look bad.
You just don't like bad food.
I don't like bad food. Part of me is like solidarity, like put a Courtney sliver down. But, but even
and
then,
maybe like a bigger sliver.
It should be a super small Courtney sliver.
Like literally half the size of yours.
What?
No.
Like the chances
be
so
be fair.
Slim. No, I mean it's.
I know.
It's crazy because like I know
it's
the
not
foods.
Unfair.
I know.
Sometimes
you do know the
I sometimes I choose not to read the cards
ahead of time.
Or I'll like skim them. I usually do know what you guys are eating. So, like, that's what kind of makes it worse. Sometimes.
Have you felt like I've crossed the line?
Not in eat it or eat it. Like, because I put it in my mouth.
Wait, we in other far. Places, though?
No, like, I don't
think I've crossed the line.
I think outside sometimes of eat it, eat it. Punishments get crazy, but I don't even know if I can necessarily, like, pick, like, you were the one who picked all of those.
I don't think you crossed a line with the food, but I think everyone crossed the line by telling me to put in three
that is something that does make me nervous is like when I'm told to like okay take a big bite or like punishments the concept sometimes it gives me anxiety of like why do I need to get hurt or like why like why are you doing you need me to hurt like am I not funny enough am I not good enough alone in the content
it's about the thumbnail
I auditioned for this
that Mario party where it was too spicy is got a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god. I will say habanero peppers are always the worst. There's nothing that compares, but there is an element, there's a second where it's delicious. Mm-hmm. There's a second where it's delicious and then it's just pain.
And I have had burgers or meals.
Burgers.
Habanero peppers are awesome. Eating an entire one in one bite is
my first time I did it like was that Summer Games. I couldn't speak.
It was my first week I had to eat a habanero pepper.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
You're not okay. Like, I remember seeing Mari in the back just tripping out, like, delirious.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. It's a bad time.
Yeah.
Nothing compares to habanero pepper. Yeah. Nothing compares.
You ready for the shoot, dude, guys?
Yes.
I guess so. Obviously, Garrett, you've listened to the podcast. We listened to this story, and I like to determine whether I believe it's true or not.
Gotcha.
So I think a lot of people are out there trying to fabricate stories.
These are listener submitted or viewer submitted stories of embarrassment or cringe moments that we will deem whether or not they are a shoot dude. I don't think people are necessarily lying. I think sometimes they will spin them in a way.
Yeah. Exaggerate.
Or like that one dude who's like, I accidentally stumbled across this mom's underwear drawer. I'm like, dude, I think you're snooping around.
I think you were. Yeah.
We talk about that episode a lot. I feel bad for that dude. But
no, I mean, it's fine. Hey, look, it's fine. It's not like a big deal.
I definitely did that.
I think the perfect shoot dude is like a Seinfeld scenario where someone actively does an action and it backfires on them.
Yeah.
That to me is the perfect shoot dude.
Yeah.
Because there's some also where people are just like completely innocent where something just happens to them. I'm like, that's not a shoot dude. You just got screwed over.
Yeah.
Would you say you're on the quest for the perfect shoot dude?
I think so. The underwear drawer, the mom's underwear drawer one was almost perfect if he truly had gone in there for a different reason and accidentally did that.
Yeah.
I don't believe that was the case.
Yeah.
It was an interesting story. I don't buy it.
All right. Are you ready for the shoot, dude?
Yes. Yes. My heart is open.
You're supposed to say shoot, dude.
Oh, shoot, dude.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Shoot, dude.
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 This one is from Jake. 2 years ago, I was talking to a guy on Grindr, and we seemed to hit it off. After a week, we'd finally decided to meet at a chain sit-down restaurant for our first meal, defined date. I arrived at the restaurant 10 minutes early. Ah, like you say, in our video. In our video. A side effect of having worked in emergency response. I guess he always wants to be early to everything, and sent him a text to let him know I was by the host stand. He responded almost immediately saying he was as well. I looked around and didn't see anyone who matched any of his pictures, so naturally I started to get nervous that he'd either catfished or ghosted me. I send back a message asking, the restaurant on blank street? He like basically just clarifying what restaurant it was. He sends another message realizing he was at the correct chain restaurant but in the wrong town. He was a 15-minute drive away. I grabbed a table and a drink and waited until he made it to the restaurant. We've now been together almost 2 years and I still tease him about it. That's not a shoot.
Yeah,
dude.
That's not a shoot, dude. That's just a sweet story.
That's a quirky,
it's a sweet story. Yeah.
The shoot dude would be on the other person's side. The other person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a shoot dude. That's just congratulations. That's,
congratulations. And that happens to everyone in LA like every week.
Yeah.
I literally one time, I think it was the rap, like we were just having a dinner for So Random. And it was just kind of like a celebratory dinner at Benihana.
Mm.
And so I show up to the Benihana in a different, way different part of town. Like I'm an hour away.
Oh.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, we're about to start eating here. And I was just like, yeah. And I drove and I managed to like drive all the way across LA and get there before some other people because people just show up so late. But yeah, that's happened to me before.
Yeah.
For not as cool of a reason. It didn't have as happy of an ending.
Yeah. It didn't end with a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. You're trying to submit a shoot dude and you're happy. You can't have a shoot dude and you're happy.
You won in that scenario. You were the top dog. You were at the correct restaurant.
That's a congrats, dude.
That's a congrats, buddy. Aww.
But even the other guy ended up happy.
Yeah.
They both ended up happy.
They both ended up happy.
Tough.
Not a shoot, dude.
That was 15 minutes. That was 15 minutes. You had to wait for 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes, not bad.
That is scary, like almost thinking you're getting catfished, though.
Yeah. That has to be crazy.
That's happened to friends of mine.
That fear.
Like where I have a friend who's a YouTuber who was doing Tinder or whatever, and like someone got in the car that was just not.
Ugh. God.
And they were just quiet and didn't acknowledge it. And he was like, okay. I guess we're just going to do this date.
I'm fascinated by catfishes.
I know.
I'm fascinated by it. I don't understand it. I'm fascinated.
Have you guys ever had an experience somewhat close to this or like having an almost catfishing or ghosting date? Or have you
The only thing that I think of is I have shown up so early.
Yeah,
I just show up so early to shit. I just,
I think me too.
I've had a date tell me halfway through that they were going to ghost me after. I don't know if that even counts as ghosting.
Like, what? They had already met you and were like, yes. Yeah, I'm going to ghost you.
Yeah. What she said was, look, I usually will ghost if I don't think it's working, but you seem like a nice guy. So I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to ghost you after this. And I was like, okay, do you want another beer?
Garrett.
No. I mean, it was a ridiculous, she was a lawyer. I was cat sitting. Like, I had no money. I was just like cat sitting. That's
That's just a weird way of saying it.
She
could have just said, oh, I'm not interested in this going forward.
But she was sticking around.
It's a weird thing to say, like, I'm going to catfish.
I think we split. I think we split it.
Also, that's not ghosting.
I know.
That's not technically ghosting. If she goes, hey, I'm letting you know that I'm going to stop talking to you. No, then you're saying I'm going to stop talking to you.
Yeah.
Ghosting is not.
Did she use the term ghost?
She did. She did.
That's a weird individual.
I know. But I mean.
That's a strange person.
I object.
Yes. Well, she was a lawyer.
Yeah.
So
I say I object.
But I mean, we had a weird poet in common that we liked on our Tinder profiles. So we.
Okay.
So that was like a good time, at least. Did that leave some
pressure
off you, or did it make it worse?
Yeah. Well, because like at the start, I was like, oh no, she's not going to be into me. She's like successful, and I'm a cat sitter. Kevin's given the.
I don't want to end it. I like talking to them.
Sorry, Courtney.
You gotta end it.
You gotta say goodbye, Courtney.
Courtney, it's time.
I want to keep talking too.
I want to keep talking to my boys. Fine. If you have a shoot dude that you would like to submit that's better than this one, we have an email that is shootdude@smosh.com. That is shootdode@smosh.com. If you don't know how to smell smosh, smell smosh.
That's right. Congrats on your relationship,
Jake. Take a big whiff and subscribe. Garrett, thanks for coming on this podcast
for
the
having
first
me.
Time.
Thank you. Yeah,
it's really
thank
fun
you.
To get people from behind thank the you. Scenes and somewhat yeah. a little bit yeah. in front of the scenes.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. And I'm glad I got to clear up some assumptions.
Yeah.
Exactly. Garrett is our true wild card. There's still too much mystery about him.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please keep assuming everything about Garrett.
Thank you. Always stay assuming.
Yeah.
Guys, we have podcasts that come out every week. On Wednesdays, the audio comes out if you want to listen to us while you're doing dishes or just walking around outside not knowing where you're going. And on Fridays, we have the video version where you get to see our lovely outfits and our cute hair and just us looking at each other uncomfortably. That's the video version comes out every Friday on YouTube on our Smoshcast channel. Subscribe or I will hit you. If you guys want to be a part of these questions and or assumption submissions or things like that, surveys we take all the time, follow us on social media. We do it on Instagram. We do it on Twitter. And if you don't want to miss them, I would turn on the notifications because sometimes I think we pick a lot of the first ones we see or things like that. So make sure you're involved because we really love interacting with you guys. And we love seeing more and more people doing that.
That's right.
Anything you want to shout out, Garrett?
Yeah.
No.
You don't have an album coming out?
No.
Well, kombucha tape?
Kombucha tape. I'm working on a new line of kombuchas. No, I don't have anything going on. New Eat It or Yeet It's coming out.
They're going to be coming out.
If anybody wants to read my pilot, I've written two during quarantine.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
oh,
thank you. Awesome.
Congrats. Well, that's a good note to end it on.
I love you guys.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
You guys are cool.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.